ship crashed into it this morning. It's thought their construction crew were repairing potholes on the bridge. Dr. Salma Carliano is an engineering professor at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy.
One of the things that we've done with global shipping is not just increase the volume of shipping, but we've increased the velocity of it. Basically, they're always on the move and turning around, which means that incidents like this, unfortunately, can happen because it's very thin margins for safety at times.
Two government ministers have resigned in a double blow to Rishi Sunak, who will be forced to carry out a mini reshuffle. Robert Halfen unexpectedly quit as skills minister, while James Heapy is to step down from the Ministry of Defence. The Home Office is investigating claims two passengers at Manchester Airport were singled out by Border Patrol officials because they were Israeli. Both survived the Hamas attacks of October the 7th. The Jewish Representative Council says the brothers were travelling to the UK to talk about their experiences, but were held at passport control for 2 hours. Nerea Sharabi is one of them.
This is not how you're supposed to treat a human being. It's not matter if you are Jewish or Christian or Muslims. This thing's supposed to stop. We need to fight with this anti-Semitism.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will have to wait to find out whether he can appeal over his extradition to the United States. The High Court has ruled he can't be sent to face espionage charges until America gives certain guarantees. Buckingham Palace has confirmed the King and Queen will go to the Easter Sunday service at St George's Chapel in Windsor. It'll be the most significant event Charles has attended since his cancer diagnosis. The Director General of the BBC has said he's acutely aware of the cost of the licence fee. Tim Davey told us he'd be open to new models to fund it. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
When the day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning, how I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where Maria and the guy who's coming to see her. Just beyond the highway there's an open plain, and it keeps me going through the wind and rain. Is this the way?
Good evening. It's the Modern Essex Girl here with you tonight. 6 till 8, I'm back. And that was Amarillo. I have to say, that was one of Keith's songs and something went technically wrong. So I wouldn't have played that one. It's not one of my favourites. I actually refuse to dance to that when it comes on at weddings. Anyway, I'm here with you 6 till 8 and I have the amazing Sarah Walmsley as my guest. So we are going to get to know about what's going on in Brentwood. There's lots of exciting things and I'm really, really excited to get the inside scoop and find out what's going to make Brentwood great with the whole business improvement district. So that's coming up shortly. In the meantime, I'm going to play a couple of my songs now Keith's gone. Hopefully they're going to play and we won't have any anomalies, anything I don't like. Please do send your song requests. I'm happy to hear them. So yeah, keep me company, friends out there, anybody listening, pop them in and I'll make sure I get them on the playlist. One of my favourites, Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks.
I'm trying to get to sleep.
I am so lucky because I'm in really good company tonight. I'm having some amazing requests coming through from great friends that are supporting me. I think it's because of the guest. I don't really think it's to do with me talking because anybody that knows me, I don't really stop talking. But I have to say a huge hello to Penny, Joss and Nish that are listening in the amazing Shenfield Wine Store. If you haven't been there, Nish has this amazing back room that does these phenomenal wine tastings with amazing platters, and you learn all this stuff about these amazing different wines and Lady Penelope Wines. She's always there, you know, telling people, informing them about the wine. So unlike me, I just like to drink it. No, Penny tells you about it. By the time I've learned about it, it's already gone. But yeah, thank you for supporting me, and there'll be some amazing songs coming. Lots of other shout-outs coming, lots of other requests. My lovely Sarah is actually outside, standing in the rain, waving her little hands with the umbrella. So I must go and let her in. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with one from the amazing Penny, Joss and Nish. This is Kaiser Chiefs Ruby.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Was the classic Oasis Wonderwall for Nick, who is still working. I mean, who is still working at 6:22 when it's dark? I am enjoying the lighter nights, I have to say. It was a comment I made to my friends earlier this week. It really does feel like spring is coming, especially when you're up at 5:30 like I was in the gym. And all the help that I'm getting from you guys with the songs is definitely keeping me awake. Because, as I said, not going to brag, but I was in the gym at 5:30. And no doubt, I'm going to sleep soundly tonight. We have a very special guest with us today. We have Sarah Walmsley. Now, some of you probably know Sarah. She's doing amazing things in Brentwood, further afield, in Gateshead and Shenfield. And we're going to come on to having a chat with her about all the things that are coming up that are really super exciting, happening across for a long period of time, across the year, really. I mean, we've got a whole calendar of events. And she has come in with some Percy Pigs, so she's definitely my favourite person. Before we chat to Sarah, we're going to play a little song that is one of my faves, Girls Aloud, No Good Advice.
Daddy told That was Girls Aloud, No Good Advice. I think that comes from the rebel in me. You know, I like the lyrics that she's quite dismissive about being given any good advice. So, yeah, that's kind of my inner rebel saying, no, I'm just going to do it my way. Someone that is doing it her way and is making it happen and literally putting Brentwood on the map, and we're very, very lucky to have her, is amazing Sarah Walmsley. So I'm going to introduce you to our fantastic Business Improvement District Manager. Here we go. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Nikki. It's really nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I think that you brought me Percy Pigs just to so I'd be nice. Is that what you've done? Is that like trying to sweeten me?
Totally.
Yeah. So I am an absolute terror when it comes to sweets. And Sarah came in today and she's brought me some Percy Pigs. But it's an Easter offering, no?
Easter. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter. So, Sarah, you're here tonight, really, to talk about the amazing work that the Business Improvement District are doing. And a lot of it is happening behind the scenes. It's really all... Listen, I know from being in marketing, it's really hard to pull a whole plan together and it takes time. So, quite a few listeners out there that won't know or be au fait with what a Business Improvement District is. So, I'm going to hand over to you to explain.
Okay. Thank you very much. So for those of you that are not too aware, a business improvement district is created for and by businesses. They all put in a small levy. Only certain businesses are involved in that within the bid boundary area. So Brentwood Connected is very, very unique. It actually supports three high streets. So we have Brentwood High Street, Shenfield and Ingatestone. We also have the Hubert Road Industrial Estate included within our bid boundaries. It's quite a large bid area. And the idea is there was a vote that took place in October.
Yeah, I remember voting for that as well.
Yeah. And that came out positive. So it was yes. So we launched in October. And businesses... contribute a small levy, and that levy goes into a pot. It's part of a five-year plan, and all of that investment goes back into the local economy.
Yeah, so I know some bids already that have been super successful. Like, you've had the likes of Chelmsford, Southend, Norwich, and that levy, if you like, that little kind of, I don't know, additional fee that each business pays really helps to uplift the area, doesn't it? Really brings it, kind of gives it exuberance, gives it life, brings footfall and spend, and that's kind of effectively the crux, no?
Basically, yeah. So it's all about enlivenment, improvement, enhancement. It's things that the local authorities, Essex County Council, are not able to do. So bids come in and they take it up a level. And it's all about getting people back to the high streets, spending more time on the high streets, increasing dwell time, increasing spend, making it a great place to live, work, visit. So it's a really good thing to be part of. It's positive.
I think we all remember back to that COVID period, don't we, when everyone was struggling, you know, businesses, they couldn't open, you couldn't have people coming into the premises and spending money and eating. So this is effectively a fantastic thing for businesses, really, isn't it? And high streets alike.
Definitely. It's all about coming back to the high streets. You know, I think people now are coming away from online. Online's great. It has its place.
I hate online. I hate online. I hate it. I hate ordering stuff that doesn't fit me.
Exactly.
I like to feel. I like to smell. I like to engage.
People want experiences. They want to come back to their high streets. They want to touch, smell, feel, socialise. You know, there's some people out there, that's their only form of socialisation, you know, going out to the local cafe, speaking to people watching. I love a bit of people watching.
Oh, listen, I sit in Starbucks many a day just looking and observing and thinking, where are you going? I wonder what your story is. So, yeah, listen, I miss that. I miss that in COVID. I think we all did.
We do. And that's why we just want to put this back into our local economy. So obviously we have lots of retail. We also have some great services available as well on our high streets. So not only are we talking about retail, we're talking about the service industry, which is beauticians, hairdressers, solicitors, estate agents, offices, recruitment agencies. And it's vast in Brentwood. We're so lucky to have everything on our doorstep. So it's all about getting people to recognise what we have on offer.
Listen, I think we have an absolute plethora of amazing, you know, amenities, and we're so lucky when you look around at some of the independents that we have, some of the national brands. You know, Brentwood's on the map, and when you look at Ingatestone and Shenfield and Brentwood, they just complement each other. So I think this is amazing to give it that boost of, you know, I know some of the plans, and I won't divulge too much. Listeners, you will have to stay tuned to hear more. But, you know, the Business Improvement District is about effectively that, improving the area, and we're very fortunate. And we're also very fortunate to have an amazing person at the helm that is actually making this happen. So I know there's committees and people that get involved with ideas, but actually the lady that is, you know, it's her day job, she's making it happen, she's dealing with the suppliers. When you see Christmas lights and amazing planters and all the things that are going on in the high streets, it's down to Sarah, really. So, you know, we're very fortunate to have her on the radio station, and we are very much very excited to hear more about all the things that are going on. So we're going to play a couple more songs, and then Sarah's going to come back and let us know some of the things that effectively you're going to give us the inner scoop, aren't you, really?
Absolutely.
You can only hear it on Phoenix Radio. You're only going to hear it here, and it's very much not saying Sarah's a horse, but it is from effectively the horse's mouth. So we'll be back. Stay tuned. Aerosmith, Dude Looks Like a Lady. 07 Destiny. I remember commuting to work in London when I was about 23, 24, listening to that song on the tube, and it kind of put me in a really mellow zone before, you know, the calm before the storm, when you, you know, hit all the other commuters and none of you can get out and you're all kind of barging and so forth. Anyway, we are back with Sarah Walmsley, the Business Improvement Director for the Brentwood Borough, and Sarah is telling us about all the things exciting that are happening in Brentwood. Not just Brentwood, Brentwood, Ingatestone and Shenfield, the only bit of its kind. So yeah, Sarah, please tell us, why is the only bit of its kind?
Yeah, so it's very unique. A lot of bid areas are set up in a boundary, and our one, we actually have three different areas. I mean, we're very, very lucky that we've got three amazing, different, unique high streets. We had a group called the Brentwood Business Partnership that has been in existence for over 10 years. And that was made up of representatives from each of those areas. So it made sense that actually we took that forward and we invested and we made that better, which is why we created this unique bid. And it does mean that that investment could go back into those three high streets.
So, Sarah, I'm going to play devil's advocate only because I'm a terror at understanding things. I'm like, bid, districts, levies. Ah, what does that all mean? So in essence, what happened was there was a kind of voluntary group that came together for the greater good of Brentwood. So like, you know, some Samaritans saying, how are we going to fly the flag for Brentwood? How are we going to reinvigorate the high streets? And my understanding was there was a couple of sponsors, a really tiny little pot of money that they were trying to use to do great things. However, there were constraints, as with anything, limited budgets mean limited effectiveness. So the guys came together, the group, the volunteers came together and said, there's this model that's been very, very successful, which is known as effectively acronym BID, Business Improvement District, which effectively means that the businesses have the ability within a geographical parameter that's dictated to vote, yes, we want to be part of this, no, we don't. If the general consensus is yes, then a levy is effectively implemented, or kind of effectively it's a levy you have to pay, a bit like a tax, and I know that that's a dirty word for everyone, but it's what it is. So a levy has to be paid, but I am part of that geographical parameter, guys and girls. So I pay that levy and I see the value in it. So that levy then goes into a pot that, my understanding, sorry for ignorance, is that effectively it allows you a real great pot of money to improve, but not just from a marketing point of view, from a antisocial behaviour point of view, from a improving pavements, improving aesthetic, improving, you know, it gives you such scope to make it a destination. Is that, in essence, what the Business Improvement District is?
Basically, yes.
You know, no, I say this
great
because...
Great chat.
No, so, do you know why I say it? Because I am a terror. I get so, like, caught up in jargon. And, you know, especially in my industry, when everyone's throwing acronyms around and, you know, these kind of words, and I'm, like, bamboozled. So I thought, I would be listening thinking, oh my God, what does this mean? But effectively, this is a really, really positive thing, isn't it? And it's an exciting thing because it's, like you said, it's unique. It's three areas. It's never been done before.
No, and it is really exciting, and it is different, and it will possibly take some businesses some time to get used to this. We're in this for our first term is 5 years. And we do hope that over those 5 years that we're really successful at delivery. So then the businesses will come together in that fifth year and vote for a bid again. Hopefully they'll see those changes. And it's changes that wouldn't be able to be done without that additional income. I think this is the opportunity to do something now. And if we don't, I think the high street sadly would start going into disrepair. So part of our business plan is we've got four main themes. So we've got improving places, which is all about dressing the streets, creating a nice environment for people to stay longer. Promoting places is all about attracting new visitors and additional spend. And that can be done through marketing, through events, enlivenment. Welcoming places is another theme. And that's very much about ensuring our locations are well managed, safe and friendly for visitors, for people that work here. And then we have connecting places. And that's all about creating a really great place to live, work and invest. So there are four main themes that we're working on across those three areas.
And I have to say, guys and girls that are listening in, you know, this only got agreed across the line in October, and you've already done some amazing things. I mean, I'm hearing the noise. Can you give us a little bit of a kind of, I don't know, tell us what you've done, Sarah. Tell us some of the things you've done since October that have made a difference.
So we have had a bit of focus on some events. We really wanted to get our name out there. So being October, we literally launched on the 1st of October. By the end of October, we put up pop-up pumpkin patches around all three areas, which were really cute, really lovely. And it meant that families could come to town centres. They had to go around all the different shops and businesses and pick up a pumpkin. So it was all about spreading the word. And we had a really, really lovely review from a family that said they really did feel connected. And that's what it's all about. They were living in Brentwood. They jumped on a train to Shenfield and then went over to Ingatestone. And then the key is they returned to Ingatestone because they'd never been there before.
Wow.
And they went back and went into some of the shops taking their friends to the cafe. So it is, it's all about connecting. And you know, sometimes people say, okay, how is that actually going to work? What does a trail do for me? But it's getting people moving around the high streets and discovering what we have. We're very, very lucky in Brentwood. We have some amazing independents, large stores and companies on our doorstep. So it's about promoting those.
Well, I just think with that story in particular, that's exactly what you're trying to achieve. You know, people discovering part of the Brentwood borough, not just Brentwood necessarily, but going further afield, showing their friends, spending some money. And that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? I mean, Brentwood Connected says it, you know, very succinctly. It is exactly, it does what it says on the tin. You are about connecting the areas of Brentwood.
Exactly.
Amazing. Okay.
And then we've also obviously came to Christmas. We did some pop-up events around Christmas as well. We bought some snow globes to the town centre.
Oh, I remember. I was trying to get into one of those and then I kind of was told that it's just for the kids and I was like, oh, okay, that's really disappointing.
If you check out Brentwood Connected social media, then you'll see me inside a snow globe.
I want to get involved next year.
I love a bit of fun. and then this year you will start to see some bigger things happening. Everyone loves Christmas, so we are going to be building on to... bigger events. We are working with Brentwood Borough Council on a joined up approach to make sure we deliver some fantastic events to get people to the high streets and to want to have businesses on the high streets as well.
Yeah, and I think it's really important. You know, I understand there's different clusters that are working behind the scenes to make Christmas happen, but I do think it's really important for people to understand, and even from my day job, nothing happens overnight. There's so much hard work that goes on behind the scenes, and I've seen you and your team pulling things together and some of the amazing things that you're looking at and just, you know, exploring. And I have to say, it's going to be a really exciting year, isn't it? I mean,
definitely.
I want to get in that snow globe, and if you don't let me this year, then I'm going to be very upset, very, very, very disappointed. I have Sarah Walmsley with me, and she is going to continue telling us some really amazing stuff, but you know, great stuff that's going on with the bid and really exciting times ahead. Now we have Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
maybe we can shake, shake, shake. Yeah. Oh.
and that was Pink, Trustful. That was actually chosen by Sarah, and that is a great song. I really, really like that one. Strong, independent women. Although, me and Sarah having this discussion, like, oh, you know, while you're listening to our amazing music, obviously, and I was talking to Sarah about dating and the fact that sometimes I can come across, and you know me, Sarah, I can come across maybe a little bit...
Strong, independent woman.
Yeah, like Pink. I mean, she's done okay, isn't she?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, do I scare men off? We just spoke about this, didn't we? It was like, And Sarah said to me, which I actually love and I've written down, maybe you need to sometimes just, you know, take off your hard hat, obviously the construction side of me, and put on your fluffy dressing gown. Is that going to get me a man?
Yes, it will.
Oh, maybe I've got a man in the midst.
Cuddle you.
Maybe there's a man in the midst. Maybe he likes my hard hat. Who knows? Who knows? So that was Sarah's choice, and there'll be plenty more. Back to the bid. Let's talk bid. Let's talk Brentwood Connected. Let's call it Brentwood Connected, which it is. That's the brand, isn't it, effectively, now that we're pushing, that we're championing. Brentwood Connected, bringing three integral places together, which fall under the borough of Brentwood, Ingatestone, Shenfield and Brentwood, that are Brentwood Connected.
Yes, and we are so well connected. So Brentwood Connected was chosen for that very reason. We've got three amazing locations. On top of that, we've got three stations. We've got good bus networks. We've got good road links as well. So very, very connected. We've got some amazing open spaces. You can walk very easily from Brentwood to Shenfield. Little bit longer from Shenfield to Ingatestone, but you can hop on a train, you can bike there, you can bus there.
Or our previous presenter that I've just taken over from actually walked in the rain from Brentwood Station. So, yeah, definitely take my hats off to him. My hard hat. I take my hard hat off to him. So, back to the bid. We've explained what it is, but I want to talk about, we've spoken about some of the fantastic things you've done. Tell us about